The Tagalog word of the day is
Bahay,
which means house.
Being a British Filipino can be a long thing, you know. So, let's get into this week's chismis. Hi everybody and welcome back to another 2-2 Chismis episode. It's your girl Gianna Lorraine.
Your girl JT.
And your girl Giselle.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Hopefully you're not tired of our voices by now.
We keep a week goes by bare fast as well.
It does. Hella fast.
Let us know if you look forward to our episodes, and also let us know what else you want us to speak
keep them
about,
coming. You know? Honestly, a couple of you guys have suggested some ideas to us already. Keep them coming.
Love
chatting to you guys. You know, we wanna serve. You know, you Isn't ask, it? We serve. Isn't you know,
it? Our mouth is ready to run at all times. At all.
Honestly, the amount of stuff that I cut out of this, this stuff that we edit, yeah, fam.
Because our mouth just runs.
It just goes.
For you. But anyways, this episode is all about living at home. And we just wanted to point this out because, you know, it's been locked down and stuff. And, like, we're at that age, you know, like 23, 24, 25, 20. Okay, maybe not 26. It's a bit much. But it's where it gets, you know, like coming home from uni as well. Pros and cons.
That is so true. You know? But before we dive into the episode, I just wanted to big up Kia, big up P2P. Jeez. I'm wearing her merch today. Check out our YouTube if you'd like to see what it looks like. And check it out, Pennies2Pounds Pod on Instagram, on Twitter. And yeah, get your comfy graphic tee.
Plug.
That.
So, pros and cons of living at home.
Scream. When we say living at home, we mean with our parents.
Yes,
our families.
Yes. In the family household.
How was lockdown for you guys?
Which one? The whole thing.
On the whole.
Yeah, when you were living at home.
Oh, I went through like a roller coaster because I was living at home, then I moved out, then I moved back in. So it was just like up, down, left, right, back,
left,
forward,
right, left.
Everywhere. She brought Jungle Skank back. It was hard, I can't lie.
What, moving out?
No, like living at home with my family during lockdown, because it's like I'm with you 24/7. I cannot escape you. And it was like, because I was working from home, like, my mum wasn't understanding that I'm working. She still thought that, like, I was available to do things. So, like, she would be like, oh, can you go to the shop and do this for me? Or can you do that for me? And it was like, you can see that I'm here on my laptop.
She can see, but she can't see.
I'm typing. But obviously, it was because, like, every now and then I would stop and go on my phone, like, be distracted a little bit. That's the whole reason why she'd be like, oh, can you go and do something for me? And it was difficult as well because I don't have a desk in my room.
Oh yeah. I can't believe that.
So I don't have space, unfortunately. So I would go downstairs and work from the kitchen table, the kitchen dining table, and or in the living room. So that was just hard in general. But like moving out was hard. So I think that's a con to living at home with your parents and stuff, because I was lonely. Like, I don't think I told you guys this. Maybe I did, but I spent Christmas on my own. Like, I was sad. Spent Christmas and New Year's on my own. So it's like, as much as I hate being at home with my parents, at least I have them around me. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I was down, at least I could just go downstairs and talk to my parents. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's my story. What about you guys?
I feel all right living at home, to be honest. Obviously, there's times that it can get annoying, or like, for me, it's mostly my mum who likes to just add her 2p sometimes, no offense. So yeah, and I just feel like, and we've definitely spoken about this before on the pod, but like, yeah, sometimes me and my mum just clash. So sometimes, obviously, where, you know, she has one perspective, I have a different perspective, we're not seeing eye to eye. So for me, that's what sometimes would get difficult. Like, she'd always just disagree with me, like literally anything I do, she disagrees. So I feel like that was the main thing that was annoying in lockdown. Because apart from that, like, yeah, I like being at home. I don't actually have a desk either. Trash. Is actually so trash. But, like, yeah, I'm adaptable. So I can work on the floor, or, like, I'll sit on the floor. Because my bed's quite low. I can use my bed as a desk sort of thing. And where, like, obviously the work that I'm doing is not super intense. Like, it's not like a uni essay where I really need a desk environment. So, like, in that sense, I'm all right with that. And I can separate, like, my sleeping environment from my work environment type thing. So yeah, it was, that's a, yeah, like all in all, it's, yeah, it's all right for me.
That's good.
How about you?
For me as well, I'm calm, like living at home. I kind of keep myself to myself, so, in my room sometimes, to be honest. But there are like times, like you said, the 2p just comes and collects you. And I feel like sometimes they forget our age, my age. Yeah. And it's just like, Mum, like, I'm actually 25, not 12. And I don't say it out loud because they're going to be like, oh, Billy, what's up?
You should, you know. I
and
do.
It's just like, oh.
I do. I don't care.
Just sells nose flared.
I don't care. Like, my mum tried to do it the other day because I said I was having a couple drinks. And I didn't drive because I was having a couple drinks. Responsible. And she just got pissed at me. Like, rah, you're drinking. Yeah, Mum, I'm 23. I can drink. Like, I didn't say like that, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's just like, Mum, what are we doing here? Yeah. Like, I've always done my own thing. You've never really, in that sense, you've never really added your 2p too tough. But suddenly when it's like certain aspects, she's like, rah, so you're doing this. I'm just like, Mum, are we doing this today? Like, today? Yeah, nah, because it's, yeah, my mum, she's never told me like what I can and can't do. It's never been that, but she does like to give her opinion.
It's like it's always a why are you going out,
why
just stay out? And just like,
and then when you're home, rah, say you're home,
so
today
just
pisses me off.
Honestly,
so what do you want,
what do you want from me, please?
What do you want from me?
Yeah. The when we get frustrated, we get frustrated, innit? It's so nice that these lot can relate, and then we could just run on WhatsApp and run our mouth a little bit, you know?
Literally.
It's even like now that lockdown's lifted and stuff, and I want to go out like every weekend, they're just like, why? And it's just like, I've really been out.
Literally. Or it's like, oh, what's there to even do there?
And
it's like, and
then,
I know.
For real. And then like when my brother goes out, it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, no question.
No question.
You lot know about the 21 questions before leaving the house.
That's why we're always late and that. Like, you can't blame us. Where are you going? Why are you going?
Why?
Who are you
going
to be?
How are you going home?
What time are you going home, Mr. One?
My mum don't ask me that. Don't ask me that no more. No? You mad?
My mum asks me what time I'm going home.
I didn't?
Same.
Yeah.
Nah, I always just tell them.
25.
I'm always just like, I don't know, I'll let you know.
My mum will be like, oh, you're going to be late. But I'm like, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to come 1 hour, like 1 hour from now.
Literally, nah, my mum. If she asks me that, she knows it'll be war. She knows. Especially if I've driven. Mum.
Yeah, but
that's what I've got to say.
The thing is, I always remind my parents, you've had your time. Like, you've gone through all of this. Why are you now coming to bring fire and force upon my brain?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I did say that to my mum one time. I was like, Mum, what were you doing at my age?
In it?
At my
look at the neck.
What were you doing?
Was she not having a you?
Was she not having a
your age?
You see, I'm not on that level, Mum, so you need to remember my age. And so we were talking about money that time. She was like, yeah, you need to save your money. Save. And she was like, oh, yeah, make sure you save this amount of money. I'm like, Mom, like, how am I going to play with the money then?
She really tells you, like, a figure of what to say.
A figure. And I was just like, nah, like, it's a bit impossible, that one.
You know my mom gets mad when I don't tell her my finances.
Oh, my days.
Like, she actually gets pissed off. Oh. Like, there was a time, bro, there was a time, yeah, when she was like, how much have you saved? I said, is it your business? Honestly, I said it to her. I said, is it your business?
No, it's true, though.
She goes, but I'm just asking. I said, why are you asking? But I'm just asking. Why do you need to know how much I've saved? What I have saved is mine and mine only.
Mine and mine only.
So why do you need to know, Mom? I'm atting you.
That is so funny. Oh, my gosh. Mom, don't ask me anymore.
Is it?
No, auntie, she used to, and then she stopped.
I guess.
Yeah. Auntie, teach our mums.
I would tell my mum to teach her mum. She stopped like a couple of years ago because, Mum, let's please. When I ask you, are you going to answer me? Like, nah. Because my dad, have your dads asked like,
no?
About the finances? Neither do, like, neither has mine. Ever.
Mine did.
No way, yeah, as well.
Yeah.
Is enough.
My dad's so, like, carefree. He's not on my case as much as my mom.
He's not on my case.
Like, he will get on my case every now and then. Like, oh, where are you going?
Mm. Yeah.
Why? But it's not like my mom where she's...
Yeah, it's the claw that she comes and collects you.
And
like
the hard eye,
the small lip. Huh?
But we need to bring it up a little bit because there's positives living at home. There's food on the table all the time.
Food.
For me though, not anymore because vegan.
Yeah.
I really have to cater to myself.
But before,
food on deck. Yeah. Rice on deck.
Food.
Literally, yeah.
That's the main one, to be honest.
Food.
When I was living out, many years ago, guys, when I was in uni, the food, I just did not like.
So gourmet.
Bruv, no gourmet there. Gourmet?
No, Jomet. You see, justeat.co.uk, yeah, they come and collected my house.
You know that corner shop pizza?
Oi. You know that ramen, the 29p ramen with the egg?
The egg.
To bulk it up a
come
bit.
Come on, a bit of protein. Yeah.
Definitely the food, you know.
The food, yeah.
Even like grocery shopping, like not having to buy for yourself.
Just
and stuff.
Throwing it there in the basket.
Fling it. And my dad's like, yeah, get whatever you want. I'm like, okay.
Okay, make it rain, Dad. Come on.
The food.
The food.
No, yeah. It makes sense.
Actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it bad that we've gone quiet? There's nothing else that we can think of.
No. Gratitude always that we have a bed, a roof over the head. That we don't really have to pay for.
Yes.
Pay for rent. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, it's true.
I kind of small.
Small.
In a small way. Like I'll pay bills.
Yeah.
I don't pay rent, but
I feel like it's such a Filipino thing for them to just like take care of the household and like not want you to be worried about it, because even when I'm like, oh dad, like say I'll buy groceries, and he'll always like offer to pay me back, or like I'll go and fill up your petrol since you did that, and I'm just like, dad, it's calm, like I have got money, not a lot, but I got money.
I'm glad you get that.
Dad's bare like, I guess in a way, like, you know, like breadwinner.
The one
in charge of the house. Like my dad, that's very much his vibe.
Mm.
So I think that's what it is. But I know a lot of Filipino households can be like that as well, which is really nice.
I don't get paid back.
Nah.
Not that I'm asking.
I never ask. Yeah. He just offers.
That's so nice.
But
That's so nice.
And obviously that family feel at home sort of thing.
True.
Yeah. I always eat together
round the table.
That's cute.
Same more so now.
Same as well.
Nice.
It is nice.
Yes.
We always have like a. We always do this. We've done this since we were kids. Saturday evening, if none of us have gone out, what time I have. But Saturday evening, we watch a film.
Oh, that is so cute.
Filipino film.
Anything.
Anything.
Ah, yeah. My mum is nice. Usually action.
Oh, my mum loves action as well, bro.
Bruv, action. I want action. Or fantasy.
On Netflix.
That's so cute.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Everything on Netflix.
Everything.
So has your household seen Maria? That's action.
Maria, maybe Filipino.
Oh, you know that I can't remember her name. You know the actor, the wife in The Other Woman,
Anne
Curtis.
Yeah, but the wife,
Christine Reyes.
Oh, yeah, Christine Reyes. She's the main. Oh no way! In Maria.
Oh.
Basically, like assassin vibes.
Mm.
Very
oh,
action,
okay.
Action. Mm. I'm but going it's really to good. Yeah, that. Like maybe your.
Yeah. I will tell
your
them.
Mom's used might like that. Yeah,
that might be Saturday's vibe, you know.
Yeah, man.
Maria.
Jeez. Maria. Yeah, it's a good one.
Make sure you use up the I Want TFC and
I will, bruv. Click the link below.
Yeah. Yes. Right there in our bio.
Literally.
That's so cute. What about cute. Do you chill with your siblings in that?
One of my siblings is not in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kuya.
But I chill with Josh a lot. A lot recently because when I'm working from home, I'll be in the living room and he's usually like watching TV or whatever. Mm, so we chill that way.
Cute.
But even he's not in the house anymore.
Work.
He's working.
Mm. Yeah, same with my brother.
Yeah.
The one that I live
work.
But if it wasn't for lockdown, yeah, I definitely like I spend a lot of sibling time, like with my other siblings as well.
Mm.
We all, yeah.
That's cute.
What about you and Louis?
Maybe before when he was like revising for exams, but now that he works and he's got like his PlayStation and his desktop, etc. Now he's just in that room.
Doesn't leave.
In a that room.
If there was a kitchen and toilet in there, he would not be living in it.
Listen.
In it.
Gosh, but no, yeah, and he's starting to get frustrated like living at home because he came from uni. He lived away for 4 years.
Damn.
And now, like, he's just staying at home. So he's in that transition, like...
adjusting back, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can see him get frustrated and he's a bit annoying, but I just let him be... Go on.
Yeah, it will...
Be annoyed.
Yeah. It will tide over. Yeah. I wish I moved out for uni.
Is it?
Like, even a year, at least.
I think you would enjoy it. You know? I think you'd be a really good independent girl.
Do you think?
Yeah. 100%.
You're thanks, guys.
Hella independent like, as it is.
The cooking. Yeah. The mum of the...
She really is.
Vibe.
Yeah, no, I do wish I did. Like,
it's okay. Your time is coming.
It's coming.
Your time is coming.
Manifest.
For real. We're really at that age where we're now saving up to move out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Definitely, yeah.
Saving up for a house.
Houses.
Saving up for just moving out in general, to be honest. Mm. I definitely want to move out soon.
Yeah, I'm nearly there.
I'm itching.
Yay. Nearly there.
I'm hitching. Same. I'm giving myself 2 years. Before 27.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a good age.
Same. It's for house.
Yeah.
I think I might be there before 27.
Yeah,
that's good.
That
manifest
is so good.
That, hon.
As long as things go well.
Things will go
will.
Well.
They will.
First.
That's so good.
Wow. But yeah, I'm not in a rush now.
I'm not in a rush. My parents are getting married as well.
Yeah.
I'm not in a rush.
Mm.
Like, just let things go at its own pace kind of thing. I'm not going to force it. Like, before, when I was a lot younger, I'd be like, yeah, I want to fucking get out of the house. Like, oh.
I
feel like I'm a little bit like that at the moment.
Do you feel?
Yeah.
It's too much fire in the house.
It's not even that fire. Mm. I just want my own.
Yeah, fair.
Of course, just something to say that is yours, that you worked hard for kind of thing. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Mm. Oh, I'm not saving to move out to a house.
I'm saving for apartment to rent a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to do that. Just to have the experience, you know.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
True, yeah, you'll be there quicker than you think, you know.
Midday already.
To rent, sister.
Midday already.
You'll be there.
Yeah. Okay, give me that
I will
money.
Give you.
And
you
pass
to Giselle. Thank
that.
You. Safely. Nah, but yeah.
Yeah.
I like that we're on different paths, you know.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know.
I like that.
I think it's even crazy the age that we're in. Like, when did we get here?
Yeah, fast.
Innit?
It just went fast. Whatever happened.
Everyone's moving out. Everyone's getting married. Everyone's getting baby. And it's just like, rah.
Not me.
Yeah, not me on the marriage or baby, but...
Same.
No, so yeah, guys. Obviously, there's pros and cons to it. Obviously, more pros, and obviously there's cons there, but we always have to show gratitude to our parents, because they did work very, very hard to be where they are and we are
and
now.
And get us here, yeah, literally.
Literally. Going overseas and that, yeah, all right,
they literally
mom.
Up and left,
honestly.
For real. Mad.
Actually crazy.
Yeah, gratitude always.
Thanks, mum and dad. Literally.
Thank you, mama. Even though you're not going to listen to this, but...
In our hearts, yeah. Thank you.
In our hearts. For I can't wait till like we can pay them back.
Soon come.
Honestly. Oh my days. One of my goals, I'm gonna say it out loud so it can happen. Like just pay off the mortgage. Like, you know, have you seen Timothy Delgado?
Yes.
One time he just paid off the mortgage.
Right.
And I was like, ooh,
just
down.
Like that.
I wanna do that. Innit?
Yeah, no, it's true.
It's coming.
My dad got there before me, but I feel like I wanna get them a house in Philippines. My dad's
That's possible, darling.
My dad'd
be so nice.
Yeah. Cause they have houses there anyway, but just like another family house would be nice. Or like land.
Just for you to
something to spend money on. Yeah, because my dad got there before me. How so? I'm joking.
It's all right.
Yeah, nah.
Innit? I actually can't wait till we can like proper treat them.
Spoil.
Yeah, man, big up them, man.
Cause now we're at the age where we like, okay. Me first a little bit, thank you, Pat,
and then all you.
In it soon come. Wow.
Any take home messages or final piece of advice, anything?
So that you don't get frustrated, show gratitude always, in every situation. Just wake up and thank the Lord and your parents.
That got so loud.
Yes, that's me. How about you, Jen?
Yeah, you just took out the words from my mouth.
Say it again then.
Just wake up and say thank you. That's it. Just say thank you, God.
Because thank you, God.
You have roof overhead and cloth on back and food on table. So,
Not everyone has that. Everyone has that. Remember that. What about you, Jeez?
Let me try to think of something different.
Go on.
Using all my brain cells.
Go on.
I guess this is a bit more of a reminder. I feel like take time and be patient with your parents. You know, sometimes it's quick for us to get annoyed. But obviously sometimes it's just about taking a step back and thinking.
They just care.
Yeah. They literally just care so much. So as hard as it can be sometimes, as frustrating as it is, just take time. They're coming from a good place, so don't be slamming doors and throwing tantrums. Like, it's just
that used to be me when I was younger. Day. Yeah, literally, you know, teenage years.
Literally,
you know, when you
throw a big strop.
Oh, when you clench your bum so hard.
Take time.
Yeah. Jumping off that as well. Also, remember that your journey is your journey when it comes to like moving out and stuff. I know, like in our age as well, we see a lot of people buying homes, moving out. Like even like 18-year-olds nowadays be moving out. But it's okay to be where you are. It's your journey. And take time. Like Jen said, no need to rush, bro. Time is an illusion anyway. You know, just do you every single day and you'll get to where you want to be sooner than you think.
Yes.
Trust me, darling.
Yes. On that amazing note, have a good week.
Have a blessed month.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys. You've reached the end of another episode with your favourite chismosas. If you're eager to learn more about us and the culture, find us at 22chismis on all platforms.